Now, if you look to your left here on the corner, there are two more grand examples of Lichterfelde's little towers.
Yes, so there are.
Though we're heading to the right now.
But look there, Martha, straight ahead, the bookshop. Buchhandlung Rudolf Möller. Did that exist in your day? Do you remember Rudolf Möller?
Rudolf Möller. A bookshop? You know, I don't find intellectuals all that interesting, but Lichterfelde is awash with them. Maybe Mr. Möller is one of them. We have writers, painters, architects, like you want to be, and musicians and professors and scholars here. There was even Hermann Grimm and his wife Gisela, one of the sons of Wilhelm Grimm, who is, of course, famous for his fairy tales. And she's the daughter of the writer Bettina von Arnim. Yes, the two of them had a little house here back then, though they've died since. But while we're on the subject of clever people, you must have heard of Heinrich Seidel.
Heinrich Seidel?
Yes, you know, the writer. The magic inkstand and other stories. Children's books, fairy tales. Another chap who was fond of the little people. Was, because he's dead too. But he was one of our villa estate's greatest supporters. And, of course, he lived here himself. Would you like to hear the poem he wrote about our beautiful Groß Lichterfelde?
Oh, yes, please.
I know it off by heart. Where is the finest looking view in our beloved fatherland? With pleasure I proclaim the news. It lies on Birkestrand. I should tell you that the Birke is a little stream that used to flow through Lichterfelde. But now we have the Teltow Canal because of the wastewater. It's bigger and more practical. But that's not what we're talking about here. So let's carry on with the poem. It lies on Birkestrand. As fine as any verse, this place, its aspect full of charm. So I am happy to proclaim Lichterfelde is its name.
That's a real hymn of praise for the villa estate and its residents. But tell me, Martha...
Hang on, there's a second verse. Mansions stand there, trim and neat, in gardens where I walk, with singing birds and blossom scent, and no two are alike. For every taste in this sweet place are cottages and castles bright. For everyone this I proclaim, in Lichterfelde takes delight. Oh, that's quite something, don't you think?
Fantastic.
And he's right. It goes on for a few more verses, but I don't know them by heart. Palaces and cottages, the scent of blossoms and birdsong. Doesn't that sound romantic?
Yes, it does. And it seems true enough. We've already seen the mansions, I mean the villas and the castles.
And as we carry on walking, you'll see a lot more of them. Some have half-timbered facades and some have brickwork. Some look like real palaces with columns and stucco and such like. And the gardens are especially beautiful.
Like you said, birdsong and the scent of blossoms.
Karsten did that deliberately. He wanted the houses to be detached and completely surrounded by a garden, front and back and both sides. He didn't want people to grow fruit and vegetables in their gardens either, or have pigs and chickens running around. He wanted them to be ornamental gardens. Ornamental gardens, that's what they're called. They're meant to be for recreation. As if wealthy villa owners have a desperate need for recreation, am I right? but never mind. When we reach that little square just ahead, I'll tell you what else Karsten had in mind when he designed his housing estate.